Portland City Council will come to order. It is Thursday, June 10th, 2010. It's 2 p.m. Sue, would you please call the roll?
Fish. Salzman?
Here.
Leonard? Fritz?
Here.
Adams?
Here. Before we begin council hearing on our two agenda items, I'm very pleased to be able to recognize some very special guests. We have with us Mr. Yamashita, who is Executive Vice President of Research and Development, also on the Board of Directors for Nissan, our wonderful soon-to-arrive Nissan Leaf. So thank you for being here. Next to him is Mr. Shinohara, who is Senior Vice President of Technology Development Division. And next to him, an old friend of mine that I met when I was in Japan, Mr. Ueda, who's a senior manager for technology and planning. We want to welcome you to the city of Portland. The city council has been working hard with our regional state and our efforts with the Portland Development Commission to be ready for the importation of the Nissan Leaf. And it's very exciting. And we're really pleased to partner with you to be the first city to introduce the all-electric vehicle. James Mast, if you raise your hand, is our electric vehicle czar. So he will do anything you ask him to do. And next to him is Katja Dillman from my office, who works with James. We're really excited in our partnership we're about to roll out 1,000 charging stations in the region, and you told me when I was in Japan that we had to be ready by December, and we're going to be ready. So welcome. Glad you're here. And now you get to see a little bit of democracy Portland style happen. Can you please read the title for item number 860?
Amend the Northwest District Plan and official zoning and comprehensive plan maps in portion of Northwest Portland.
All right, if I could draw the council's attention to the blue piece of paper. This is a substitute ordinance. This one replaces the ordinance you had previously received in your binder. This is a readoption of what a previous council adopted in 2003. Portland Bureau of Transportation analysis shows that the intersection of Vaughan and 23rd will fail in a future year. Staff is proposing a mitigation project to address that failure. The ordinance provides clear direction to amend the TSP, Transportation Systems Plan for the city, and study the intersection, and provides clear direction to move the mitigation project into the Capital Improvement Project, the CIP, which is the next step towards making improvements. The replacement language in the blue, as opposed to the previous version, provides additional assurances that the mitigation project will occur in a timely manner. Do I hear a motion to consider the replacement ordinance instead of the original one?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Sue, would you please call the vote on accepting the substitute?
Salzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. So approved.
Great. Good afternoon. I'm Joe Zender with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, and I'm joined today by Courtney Duke from the Portland Bureau of Transportation. Today we have two ordinances that we're asking for your consideration of. First, they go as a package. The substance of them is the readoption of the final portion of the Northwest District Plan. This plan was originally adopted in 2003, and it was appealed to the Land Use Board of Appeals. The LUBA upheld most of the Northwest District Plan, but remanded a portion of it on two issues relating to the state's transportation planning rule. Because the LUBA remand was limited to impacts of zone changes on a specific transportation facilities, in October of 2009, you readopted most of the Northwest District Plan. So today we're just considering the final portion that was not considered at that date. The entire record of all of those previous proceedings are hereby incorporated into our hearing today. Also, when you readopted the first part of this in October, you passed a resolution that did five things. It instructed the Bureau to make change to design review and portions of the Northwest District Plan to require Type 3, instructed the Bureaus to work collaboratively on the Slab Town and express support for the Slab Town planning project, a community-led planning project. It put in motion planning for improvements to Northwest Pettigrove and development of Green Streets guidelines, a Northwest Transportation and Parking Management Association, and creation of a meter and permit district in the Northwest. Action is moving forward on all five of those items. Today, as I said, there's two ordinances, and let me describe them briefly. The main ordinance readopts changes to the comprehensive plan map and zoning map for approximately 55 acres in Northwest. The area that's affected is shown on the map here, and it's also attached to the back of the transmittal memo that you have in your package. The zoning changes from south to north, as shown on this map, are north of Pettigrove. There's approximately 35 or 36 acres that is being changed from industrial to EX zoning, mixed use, high density zoning, and the zoning category would be EXD with a corresponding comprehensive plan designation. Moving north at the corner of 23rd and Northwest Thurman, there's a 1.7 acre parcel that we're changing comp plan and zoning from commercial to, again, EXD. And then the final piece is the northern section north of Northwest Vaughan, approximately 17 acres. And this is just a comp plan designation from industrial to mixed employment, which basically allows office use in that formerly industrial area. The ordinance is based on a transportation study that Courtney's going to describe in detail, but it was also redone to address the issues that were the subject of the LUBA remand. Specifically, LUBA remanded the previous zoning, asking us to reexamine whether the predominant type of traffic on Northwest Vaughan was consistent with its functional classification as a neighborhood collector. The study, as Courtney will explain, says that it will continue to function as it does today. Secondly, the issue LUBA remanded on was whether the map amendments caused the intersection of Vaughan and 23rd and the I-405 ramp to drop below the minimum acceptable levels of service as are identified in our transportation system plan. With proposed mitigation, again, that Courtney will describe, we find that the intersection will operate within acceptable levels of service. On this particular ordinance, which deals with the comprehensive plan and zoning changes, before it can go into effect, we also need to go through a process to amend Metro's Title IV industrial lands map. We anticipate that the Metro Council will take action on this in August. That would mean that these amendments, if approved by City Council today, would be able to be effective in December. The second ordinance, and as I said, these are moving forward together as a package, amends the Northwest Master Plan Ordinance. This particular ordinance describes a master plan provision that was created in 2001 as part of the previous zoning in the Northwest District. And what it refers to is the area sort of in the middle of the southern area that was rezoned that's shown in hash there. What the provision does is it requires a plan, a master plan for all those properties, for properties under contiguous ownership, and it establishes specific criteria for what the development and mitigation and related design standards and review processes should be for any development within that area. The notion is this, is that for any single property or subpart of that district to go ahead and be developed, we want a master plan for the entire area. The reason that we're bringing this new ordinance or this additional ordinance forward is that in 2003, when we adopted the zoning originally, we thought that if we got very specific with land use and other sort of regulations in the area, we no longer needed this master plan provision. But also since then, there's been a lot of progress made in conversations between Conway and the community, and with the work that you'll hear about later with the community-led process on Slabtown. And both the property owner and the community feel like having this master plan provision in place provides greater flexibility for the property owner and greater assurance for the neighborhood to know how the whole area would be developed rather than possibly just considering it in a piecemeal fashion. Also, in addition to giving the community that kind of assurance and the owner that more flexibility, it requires that the master plan for the whole area go through a whole nother round of transportation analysis. So once again, we'll have another opportunity to examine in the future the very issues that were the subject for the remand. So there's another check on whether or not that our findings still hold up before any development would happen in that master plan area. With the adoption of this particular ordinance, those would go into effect 30 days after second reading. And with that, I'll turn it over to Courtney to talk about the transportation study.
Hi, as Joe said, I'm Courtney Duke with the Bureau of Transportation, and I'm also representing the work of a number of people related in our engineering and modeling group that worked on this over the last few years. Our transportation analysis utilized current industry standards, practices, and policies that we've been using on a number of long-range legislative policy and planning projects here at the city that you've seen before. We based our transportation analysis on information and data, both from the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, as well as the information that we get from Metro. And namely, this is the assumption that 1,050 new households and 3,370 new jobs could result in the area because of the zone change. So based on those numbers, our traffic engineers used the Metro model as well as our own model to help determine, as Joe mentioned, the questions that LUBA asked us to determine. And these were, will Vaughn continue to function as a neighborhood collector? Our analysis indicates that the zone changes proposed will have no significant effect on the performance of Northwest Vaughn in regards to its street classification. It will function in 2030 the same way that it functions today. And in addition, approximately 85% of the trips start and end in the area as defined by the classification. Secondly, will the rezoning reduce the performance of the intersection of Northwest 23rd and Vaughn and the intersection ramps of I-405 to below the minimum acceptable standard in the TSP? So our analysis indicates that the proposed zoning and the remand will increase congestion at Northwest 23rd and Vaughn. The level of service at this intersection at the analysis year, which was 2007, is a level of service D, which is acceptable in our TSP. The proposed zoning and no mitigation moves this level of service down to an F, which is not acceptable in our TSP. So, and without this any mitigation project, this congestion will increase to this unacceptable level of F between 2015 and 2029 at approximately 2020. It's hard to know exactly, but with our modeling, that's what we think we might see. So a project was designed specifically to address the congestion caused by the project, by the proposed Northwest remand zoning, and will provide mitigation for that congestion. This mitigation project will increase the level of service to E, which is acceptable in our TSP. So I thought I'd describe the proposed project. You have a handout, I think, that says proposed mitigation improvements. It's just a short handout. This is just a quick description of what our traffic engineer has proposed. So the proposed mitigation includes a reconfiguration of what we call the travel lanes with new lane striping and some signalization. Project was designed by a registered and licensed traffic engineer in our office. It's a relatively low-cost project at approximately $200,000. And again, it addresses the impact of the Northwest remand zoning specifically. So currently, or under existing, the chart on the left, the I-405 ramp consists of, if you can look at that, one left turn lane and U-turn lane that's combined, two what we call through lanes that go all the way straight into Vaughn, and one channelized right turn lane. So you can look at that for a second if you want. And then our preliminary analysis found that the ramp could be reconfigured to mitigate for the congestion to what's on the right, the proposed lane configuration. And the basic change is that there's now one U-turn only lane, one left turn lane, one through lane, and we still maintain the right channelized lane. So what this does is it helps isolate the traffic into four distinct traffic movements, which also only allows one through travel lane onto Vaughn, through into Vaughn, rather than two that no longer need to merge together. So again, this reconfiguration would allow the intersection to operate at a level of service E or better, meeting our mobility standards for the facility. So one thing that we've heard, so I was going to talk a little bit about the ordinance and the implementation.
Just ask you one question.
Oh, sure,
off
of course.
The map.
Yeah.
I take that 23rd Avenue a lot and get on the I-405. And when you make a right turn going and you're heading north on 23rd to get onto to 405 and you're in the right lane, there's a sign that says no turn on red.
You cannot make,
why is that?
I do not know. I would assume it's some sort of safety issue, but I'm not sure.
I'm interested because it's with all of the other traffic management at that site, it is often a fairly long time until you can make the right.
Sure.
And I mean, maybe I'm missing the safety issue, but it looks to me like there's the potential for a safe right turn to get on that freeway from time to time. I would just
Wouldn't
be curious.
It depend on whether anybody was making a U-turn off of the freeway?
That's what I'm wondering, too, if it's just related to just how complex that intersection is in terms of the signalization. But I can look into that and find that out. Were there other questions on that?
I guess.
Sure.
Isn't one of the problems eastbound traffic on Vaughan? And I'm curious how this proposed change addresses that. Or am I wrong? Is eastbound Vaughan not the problem or will not be the problem in future?
Related to this particular analysis, it's just the westbound traffic.
So we're talking about zone changes that are happening up Vaughan Street.
Right.
Right.
Up 23rd.
So won't that produce more traffic eastbound on Vaughan? As well as westbound, perhaps, I guess.
I'm just thinking for a second. I think there's more congestion generally. This particular project helps solve some of that congestion. Helps solve that congestion as it relates going west.
Just going west.
Right.
Does that mean our analysis of the failure of the intersection by whatever year you said
is as it relates
affected,
going
isn't affected by the eastbound volume of traffic.
That's my understanding, right. Okay.
So the only failure was that particular lane?
The way I, the layperson, understands it is that in order for us to comply with the remand, we have to foresee mitigation. We have to have mitigation, a path towards mitigation on the books. And the immediate mitigation, so the thin edge of the wedge of the problem, is the westbound traffic on Vaughan. Over time, we have to phase in other improvements. But for immediately, in order to comply, you have to show some reasonable efforts at immediate improvement. And then over time, for us to stay in compliance, we'll have to do other improvements as well. As the traffic from the potential up zone actually shows up.
I would agree with that, yes.
I thought there was also a concern about the traffic turning onto 23rd and the...
And that's that stripe.
Yes, I know, but once you get onto 23rd, you're then completely backed up. And there was a concern when this was considered the Planning Commission when I was on it about up zoning to the west of 23rd, adding to that congestion.
But the analysis, the level of congestion goes up, but it still stays within acceptable limits. But there is an increase in congestion there, but it didn't cross over the line to become unacceptable by TSB standards.
And according, maybe you're going to get to this, about the air quality, because that was the other concern in addition to the traffic sitting there, was that the traffic sitting there would worsen the air quality in the area. Is that something that's been addressed?
No, the LUBA remand was on two specific issues. One was the street classification of Vaughan, and one was the performance of this intersection. So all that we were really able to readdress with this particular action were those two items, and that's the traffic analysis. Why the traffic analysis was undertaken.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So in the ordinance that you have and the implementation, so we'd heard from the community concerns about when the project would be constructed. At the same time, we don't want to build a project that may not be needed if development doesn't occur at the pace in the model that it implies. So therefore, the ordinance that you received, the blue one, the revised one, has directives B through D that directs the Bureau of Transportation to revise an existing TSP project that we already have in the TSP. That's sort of a larger placeholder project for this whole intersection, similar to what the mayor was saying in terms of other work that we'll need to do to address congestion for the whole area, not just this part of the remand. We'll also try to include we will include the mitigation project as a priority project in that description of the project. We're going to revise our refinement and studies chapter, which is chapter 4, and to try to do this initial work in 2015. This is the earliest year when we project the congestion may occur, this higher level of congestion, and then every 5 years after that until the congestion levels are below standard. And then at that point, we'd add it to the CIP. So again, we're trying to not build something before we need to build it, but we want to make sure that we build it at the right time and to analyze that intersection again based on any new development or construction that goes in. So that's all I have at the moment.
Other discussion from council? All right, we have testimony. Thank you. Sue, do you want to call those that have signed up?
Yes. Will John Bradley, Ron Walters, and Craig Boritz please come up?
Welcome back. Glad you're here. You just need to give us your name if you're a lobbyist for any entity, public or private, nonprofit, or otherwise, and you'll have 3 minutes, and the clock in front of you will help count that time down. Mr. Bradley.
Good afternoon, all. My name is John Bradley. I reside at 2350 Northwest Johnson. I'm here today to speak on behalf of the NWDA, its planning committee, and its transportation committee. We are pleased to support the readopted zone changes north of Pettigrove from their current IG1 zoning to EXD, as well as the proposed change on Thurman and 23rd from CS to EXD. The new zoning will facilitate an orderly change from an underutilized portion of the neighborhood to a new vibrant area of small businesses, shops, and housing. We are also very pleased to support the master plan provision for the majority of the CNF properties. This ordinance is a good compromise that will allow CNF to develop some of their holdings right away while keeping together their core properties to allow for the type of in-depth planning now underway by the Slabtown project. The last part of the ordinance before you today concerns a comp plan amendment for the north of Vaughan, changing its designation from IS to ME. Our concerns here are still traffic along Vaughan, specifically the intersection of 23rd, Vaughan, and I-405. While a new traffic study shows this intersection to barely be within LOS parameters and that the contemplated mitigation strategies will work, we have questions on some of the assumptions used to generate it and note the less than perfect predictive powers of such a study. Joe Zender and his team have done a good job placing additional traffic studies and CIP safeguards into the ordinance, but we still feel uneasy and hope this intersection will not become a bottleneck and will, at some point in time, become the gateway to the northwest area called out for in the district plan. Part of the readoption of the southern half of the district plan was a resolution from this council outlining some minor tweaks to the plan, specifically another look at parking in our area, the reinstatement of Type 3 design review, Green Street design guidelines, and encouragement for our Slabtown effort. I am happy to say that the parking study is progressing under the mayor's leadership. The reinstatement of the Type 3 will be coming before you soon under Recap 5. And as for the rest, I will turn it over to Ron, chair of the Slabtown Committee.
Thanks, John. Good afternoon. My name is Ron Walters. I live at 2057 Northwest Overton Street. I'm a member of the Northwest District Association Board of Directors and, as John said, the co-chair of the Slabtown Committee. I'm testifying today on behalf of the Planning Committee. My testimony will focus on the progress of the community-driven Slabtown planning project and Green Streets, both of which are referenced in the October 2009 remand resolution. First, I'd like to thank the mayor and city council, staff, members of the city agencies, and even Conway, for working together with NWDA in an open and collaborative way to readopt the Northwest District Plan. We are pleased that a compromise was reached on the master plan provision, which will hopefully incorporate the city's ideas as well, but the community's ideas and preferences, which are emerging from the Slab Town project. As part of my testimony, I submitted several slides that summarize the results of the Slab Town survey that was conducted earlier this year. It can be passed out if necessary, but very briefly, you will see that the top five considerations for development in the Slab Town area, as listed by the community, were number one, parks, squares, and public spaces, two, pedestrian and bike friendliness, three, building height and neighborhood density, fourth was mass transit, and finally, environmental sustainability. Note that three of these priorities relate directly to transportation. Through the process, we are learning that the community is interested in and concerned about a broad range of issues in Northwest Portland, including transportation issues such as automobile congestion, and not just at 23rd and Vaughan, automobile and other air pollution, mass transit needs, parking, walkability, bike paths, biker and pedestrian safety, and green streets, just to name a few. These survey results, combined with detailed input from four well-attended community planning workshops, provide the basis for NWDA's ongoing efforts to develop a broadly supported vision and master plan concept for Slab Town. Two additional public workshops are planned for this summer. By October, we expect to have the initial Slab Town plan available for broader consideration by the city and other stakeholders. Finally, regarding the Green Streets portion of the remand, unfortunately, despite the best efforts of NWDA, Bureau of Transportation, and BES, we feel that no meaningful progress has been made to establish Green Street guidelines for Northwest Pettigrove or other streets in Northwest Portland. Frankly, we're spinning our wheels a little bit. We think we need a new approach. The Planning Committee feels that the project may better be treated as a planning issue rather than split between transportation and environmental issues. We think it would benefit from a single lead agency, namely BPS, and we would certainly appreciate Council's assistance in helping move that forward. Thank you.
So just to clarify, it's on the list, but we haven't gotten to it yet, and it'll be a while before we do. Okay. Yep.
But just so I understand, so that the Green Street part was part of the remand?
No.
It was one of the five main items listed on the resolution.
No, it was not part of the remand. It's what we move forward as part of the resolution.
Correct.
For extra credit.
I see.
and we intend to get to it. We prioritize Green Streets for a number of factors, including where basements are backing up with sewage, where we have the combined sewers, where we're having folks hurt and killed the most. So that's gruesome, but that's how we've prioritized. So it is on the list. We know it's important. We know we lack that kind of infrastructure in that part of town, so it is higher up on the list than it otherwise would be. It's probably a good 6 months before we'll get back to you with sort of the timeline moving forward.
Well, first I've got to commend Ron for his timeliness on the 3 minutes. That was awfully good. I'll try to stick to the same, although sometimes it's difficult for me. My name's Craig Barretts, and I'm Vice President of Corporate Development for Conway, the group formerly known as CNF. And I'm also on a member of the Slab Town Committee, along with Ron and several other folks, which I'm pleased to do. First, I'd like to say that Conway is very supportive of the readoption of the Northwest District Plan and the related amendments to it. So cheers to everybody in this room. But I want to give a big thanks to the Planning Bureau and especially Joe Zender and Sandra Wood for all their efforts and especially for working with all the stakeholders, including Conway, the Northwest Neighborhood Association, to put a package together that basically meets everybody's needs. And I think that's just excellent. Also wish to thank the mayor's staff for helping to facilitate the process, which I think went very well. And also want to thank these two gentlemen here, the Northwest Neighborhood Association, John, Ron, Juliet Himes, for their efforts with respect to the remand and especially for the Slab Town work that has been done so far. And finally, Conway believes that the readoption of the Northwest District Plan and the Master Plan tool are important to ensure a vibrant, sustainable, successful future for this section of Northwest. allowing Conway to pursue both short-term and long-term economically viable projects that are highly sustainable, which provide economic development and much-needed job growth in a manner that's consistent with the vision of the Northwest District Plan. And I got extra time.
You do. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you all.
Thank you, gentlemen. Next three.
And we have two more, Kevin Thomas and Carrie McLaren.
Welcome to the City Council.
Thank you.
We're glad you're here. We just need your first and last name, and if you're a lobbyist representing anybody, who you're representing.
Good afternoon, Mayor and members of the Council. My name is Carrie McLaren. I'm an attorney at Black Helterline. I'm appearing here on behalf of ESCO. ESCO is actually going to do the bulk of testifying today. I'm here because this has been a long process, and Mr. Thomas, who's with me here, has not been involved the whole time. So if there's a question the Council has that he's not able to answer, I'd be happy to try to pitch in. Thank you.
Hi, welcome.
Mayor Adams, Commissioners, good afternoon. My name is Kevin Thomas, Vice President and General Counsel for ESCO Corporation. For the record, my address is 1650 Northwest Nitto Parkway, Suite 200, Portland, Oregon, 97209. I'm here today to support the proposed Northwest District Plan Ordinance on behalf of ESCO. My testimony will briefly address the reasons for our support of this ordinance and the reasons the ordinance is appropriate to achieve the city's comprehensive plan objectives. We've submitted written testimony that I'll briefly summarize. ESCO was founded in Portland in 1913 and today is a worldwide leading manufacturer of innovative engineered products. We have more than 3,500 employees total worldwide, with more than 750 of them in Portland, working both in our global headquarters and in manufacturing operations. We're proud of our historic connections with Portland. We're committed to the city, and we've worked hard to minimize the impact of its industrial operations on neighboring areas. Nonetheless, challenges in the interface between heavy industry and residential neighborhood must be addressed. We supported the 2003 ordinance, and we support the ordinance before the Council today. They helped to create a buffer to ensure the long-term health and vitality of the Northwest District and the Giles Lake Industrial District. It also provides for job retention and the creation in the heart of the Portland metropolitan region. Both of these objectives are consistent with the city's comprehensive plan goals to encourage council-designated target industries to locate, stay, and expand within the city, particularly in target areas. I'd like to note that both the metals industry is one of those target industries, and all of the Giles Lake Industrial Sanctuary is such a target area. Facilitating targeted redevelopment within Subdistrict B will help to achieve all of these objectives. The building type would be allowed can serve as a buffer between residents and industry, can physically reflect noise and enhance and humanize Vaughan, and increase flexibility as to the types of offices and uses that may be located within Subdistrict B beyond the current headquarters permitted today could create locations for other businesses supporting or supported by ESCO and other manufacturers in the Giles Lake Industrial Sanctuary. This could help the Giles Lake Industrial Sanctuary remain competitive and provide additional jobs. ESCO recognizes that there are transportation concerns in the area. This is why we have supported and continue to support the Northwest Transportation Fund as one mechanism for funding improvements. And we also support the recommendations in the ordinance for the mitigation project and to undertake more refined studies in 2015. As long as the city addresses these issues proactively, we believe solutions can be found to ensure that the transportation needs are addressed in a manner that supports neighborhood livability, existing business, freight mobility, and future jobs growth. Finally, it's worth remembering that the concept of a transition area to protect the Giles Lake Industrial Sanctuary is not new, but dates back to the city's adoption of the Giles Lake Industrial Sanctuary in the 1970s. It's the development of the transition space over that time. It's the failure of that transition area. It's why we believe the Subdistrict B buffer is needed now. Why we're here today to ask that you adopt the proposed Northwest District Plan Ordinance.
Good job on the time. Thank you.
Beeping at us.
It beeps at us, too. Thank you for your testimony, unless someone has questions. All right. Thank you both. That concludes the testimony. Does Council, before the vote, have any questions for staff? Any additional discussion? Sue would...
Emergency? I thought it was an emergency.
It's an ordinance, so it unless there are objection, moves to second reading and a vote next week.
Thanks. Very good.
All right. And that's true for 861. So can you read that, please?
Sure. 861, amend the Northwest Master Plan Regulations.
Is there anyone that wishes to testify on 861 that hasn't already? All right, unless there are objections, moves to a second reading next week. We are adjourned for the week.
Thank you.